We're joined by Greg Palast of gregpalast.com. Greg is an author and a freelance journalist who often works with the BBC and The Guardian. Palast is also the author of the New York Times bestsellers Billionaire and Ballot Bandits, Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and Vulture's Picnic. And earlier this year, Greg released his new book, How Trump Stole 2020, The Hunt for America's Vanished Voters. So, Greg, how will Trump try to steal this election?
Well, he's already stolen it. The question is, how do we steal it back? What we have is 16.7 million people purged from the voter rolls. What does purged mean? Well, you saw the TV show The Purge once a year. You're allowed to kill anyone you want on this TV show. Once a year in America, mostly Republican voting officials get to remove anyone they don't like from the voter rolls. And they've removed 16.7 million people. And in crucial states like Michigan, it was a third of a million people. And by the way, almost about half, about 8 million, have been removed wrongly, illegally. And my investigative team caught them. And the ACLU and Black Voters Matter Fund issued our reports. So can we steal it back? I mean, it's not whether I'm for or against Donald Trump. I'm for the voters picking the president this time, not like 2016. And that means making sure that people who want to vote get a chance to vote.
Is voter suppression just a GOP trick, or is it more of a bipartisan effort?
Oh, it's bipartisan, but there's a clear split. In the general election, first of all, both parties go after the same voters. Voters of color, young people, they don't want them voting. Both parties. But the difference is that in the general election, Trumpers don't want Black people voting or young people voting. And by the way, it's not because I think that they're racist. You know, they don't like Black people or they hate young people. I'm sure some of them have children. They do reproduce. But they don't like the color of their vote, which is blue. So for example, as far as the Democrats, they take aim at the same voters, but in primaries. For example, one of the things in How Trump Stole 2020, I have a chapter called Mail-In Madness. Don't mail in your vote ever, never. Don't go postal. It's insane. 22% of all ballots don't get counted. And in the primary in New York, Baby Mario and Bill de Blasio told people, mail in your ballots. It's safe. No problem. Once they got the ballots, they said, ha-ha, we've gotcha. And the established Democratic Party challenged 24,000 votes in the Maloney-Patel primary in New York, and flipped the voter's choice from Patel to the hack's choice of Maloney by challenging. This is a Democratic Party challenging 24 mail-in ballots. So both parties play this game, but Democrats in the primaries to knock out progressives and Black people, young people, and the Republicans knocking out the same Black people, young people in the general elections.
Right. I wanted to follow up a little bit on the absentee ballot issue. In New York, of course, we're very proud of being the worst state or among the worst states in the country in terms of counting absentee ballots. And in your book, I noticed you cited this study by MIT, but reading a more recent study by MIT, they say with more accurate information, particularly on lost ballots, they were revising their figure downward to about 5%. Have you seen that study, and does that change your estimation at all on the absentee ballot?
No. I think that 22% was a high side number. 5% is a ridiculously low side number. There's no chance whatsoever that it's only 1 in 20 ballots. Well, we just saw that in the New York primaries. And that's New York, which is supposedly, wants you to mail in your ballot. What about Georgia? What about Pennsylvania, Wisconsin? Right. 80,000 ballots were disqualified while having the right postmark. For coming in late in the Wisconsin primary in March. That's the Wisconsin primary. Now, imagine what's going to happen this week, especially with the Supreme Court ruling that even if it's not the voters' fault, if they mailed their ballot, if it comes in after the deadline, that's it. So, you know, it's ridiculous to say 5%. 1 in 20 ballots? Hey, we lose 1 in 20 ballots of people voting in precinct. By the way, that's the other thing we don't ever talk about, the uncounted ballots in America. If you go to gregpalast.com, you'll see my story, The Uncounted. Now, again, this is not from Greg Palast. This is from the Elections Assistance Commission, which tracks our voting and the votes that don't get counted. And we have about 5.8 million ballots that were cast and not counted in 2016. That's not unusual, by the way.
Right.
That's typical.
Well, one of the things you point out is that, you know, provisional ballots, a ballot you get when you show up at the voting place. Hey, we don't have your name here. You're not registered. Here, fill this thing out and sign it. You know, that's like a placebo given to voters to pacify them to go away. And a lot of them are not counted. If people run into that situation on election day, what should they do?
Well, two things. Just so you know, according to the federal government, 2.4 million ballots were cast provisionally, and about 40% of those, 925,000, were never counted, thrown in the garbage. And by the way, we don't have 925,000 illegal voters in America. This is elections officials saying, gotcha, and not counting your ballot. So what should you do to make sure your ballot gets counted? Number one, check your registration right now and re-register. If you're in a place where you can re-register or on the day.
Right. Not New York.
If you are in, not in New York. So in New York, you're going to need, if there's a problem, they don't like your ID, they don't like something about your address, go to a demand, an adjudication by a polling judge. They're there, or contact. You know, there's various, you can all look it up on the web, the 800 numbers for voter protection, and demand a real ballot. It's not true that your provisional ballot will be counted. 40% likelihood it won't. If you do get stuck, and that's the only way you can vote, obviously you're going to have to take it in New York, but fill out that damn form on the ballot, the outer ballot envelope. Don't leave anything wrong. Make sure that you sign it as you signed when you registered. All the problems that you end up with absentee ballots are true of provisional ballots as well.
So, you know, what can people do you know, to steal the election back or make sure that every vote actually is counted in America, which would be unprecedented, but what should be done now?
Well, if you haven't mailed in your ballot, for God's sakes, don't. You're out of you're insane if you mail in a ballot right now. You got to bring it in. And I don't know the rules in New York. I'm here in California. I used to vote in New York. I don't know if any of those votes were counted, but make sure that you don't mail in your ballot. Do vote early if you possibly can. Bring your sanitizer and your mask and gloves, and probably bring two lawyers with you. If you're African American, bring ID, because even though it's illegal to ask you for your ID in New York, they'll ask, 2/3 of African American men are asked for their ID. So you can call a lawyer, you can call the ACLU, or you can just show them the damn ID and then report them for their racist behavior, Mr. Cuomo.
And after the election, I mean, honestly, you know, Trump is working to, you know, let's stop counting on election night because he expects more of his people to show up at the polls on election day. Right. And I guess most states aren't even allowed to start counting their ballots yet. They may be able to start processing. I should mention, we are talking to Greg Palast, the author of How Trump Stole 2020. And this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. But, you know, post-election, you know, what needs to happen to make sure that the person with the most number of votes in the Electoral College actually wins the election?
Well, we might have to get into the streets nonviolently and demand the vote and make sure that any politician who plays games and says, oh, we, you know, there's, as we saw in Florida in 2000, when I was working with The Guardian and BBC Television, when we uncovered, you know, the theft of the election in Florida. And the answer is you have to protest, you have to put their feet to the fire and say local officials will be held accountable if they jack with our vote, and not just say, oh, well, those are the rules. I'm very concerned, frankly, and I've been talking about this, of an attempt to say there's a billion, you know, there's millions of fraudulent votes. That's the game that they're playing. And therefore, some states like Florida or Michigan, Wisconsin, or Pennsylvania, which have Republican legislatures, will certify either Donald Trump as the winner. They'll call off the count and say, we can't count these fraudulent ballots. And they will certify Trump as the winner. Read the Constitution. Article 2 says it's up to the legislatures, not the voters. You don't have a right to vote. The legislature of your state determines who gets your electoral votes. The other is that we have an amendment to the Constitution, Amendment 12, which says if no candidate gets 270 votes, it goes to the House. And that's one state, one vote. New York, you get one vote, so does Rhode Island.
Right. And I understand right now the GOP has a four-state majority in the House.
Yeah, it depends how you count it, but roughly. And so the chance is if it's one state, one vote, Trump is reelected constitutionally. It could also be that the states will simply certify Trump after election night or after a couple days. That would be what they did in Florida, by the way. Florida called off the count back in 2000, and Catherine Harris declared George Bush winner of Florida because he was ahead by 537 votes. What people don't know about that is 178,000 votes, mostly in Jacksonville and Miami, were never counted. They stopped the vote without counting 178,000 ballots cast mostly by voters of color. So who really won 2000? They could pull this trick again, stop the vote, certify Trump winner.
And actually, it was our local congressman from up here in the Capital District, John Sweeney, who was sent down by the Republicans to Florida to lead the riot out in front of the Miami Board of Elections to stop the recount.
And that's what I'm worried about is violence. Now, in that case, it was kind of semi-violence. You had a congressman, you had consultants and lawyers breaking into the Miami-Dade County Clerk's office and creating mayhem. People were scared to continue counting the ballots, so they stopped. Therefore, Bush was declared president by just 537 votes. And I'm afraid that this time, Roger Stone directed that riot, and he's back with his Boogaloo Boys, and he's a member of the Proud Boys. This time, that was called the Brooks Brothers riot. I don't think they're going to be wearing Brooks Brothers suits this time. You see these guys, go to gregpalace.com, and you'll see the guys wearing their Boogaloo Hawaiian shirts. There's a Nazi swastikas tattooed on their chests, I kid you not. And their Confederate flags, and most important, their AK-15. So, you know, it's I'm very concerned about violence.
Okay. Well, we want to thank Greg Palast for joining us. He is the author of How Trump Stole 2020, The Hunt for America's Vanished Voters. People can go to gregpalast.com for more information. Greg, any last thing you wanted to add we haven't covered?
No, but go to gregpalast.com to see the updates and follow what's going on. And if there is civil war beginning November 4, go to gregpalast.com for the war reports.
Well, thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.